This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. As families pack the 18-year-olds off for college right about now, they've hopefully confronted the costs of tuition, room and board, and whether or not they'll pay for the college's health care plan or keep the kid on the families. Then there's the cost of textbooks. One estimate figures the average is $600 for books and materials per year. Another estimate runs twice that. Some students save money by renting or buying used textbooks. Others, given the high costs, don't get the books at all. Marketplace's Annie Baxter reports.
It's the last day of summer school for dental hygienists at the University of Minnesota. And assistant professor Jen Post asks her class a pointed question.
I'm just wondering how many of you bought the book for this course? Anyone?
Not one hand goes up.
Does this book look familiar?
This pediatric dentistry class is required, but it's a one-credit course, which may explain why students don't want to drop $85 on the textbook. Post made the book optional this year after noting few students bought it in years past. They also didn't even try to rent or borrow it.
Then they didn't know the answers on the exams. They didn't even know where it was coming from.
Faculty at several other schools report similar problems. No wonder. In a survey conducted last fall by the National Association of College Stores, nearly a third of students polled said they didn't buy or rent at least one item required for a class, often a textbook. And Richard Hirschman, a spokesman for the trade group, says an equal share of students waited until the start of school to buy anything.
They want to make sure that whatever's being required of them to purchase or rent or borrow from someone else, that they're going to be used.
So number one is B.
That's true for Nikki Marinelli, a student in Jen Post's pediatric dentistry class. Marinelli says loans cover her tuition, but books come out of her own pocket, and she already works two jobs. So Marinelli often just relies on study guides, or she'll borrow a textbook from a friend to avoid buying books.
Sometimes I'll just see how I do on the first test and then go from there and see if I feel like a book would have been more helpful.
Seems like a pretty big gamble.
Most of the time I'm okay. I'll go in if I have any questions.
Rick Hess, an education policy expert with the American Enterprise Institute, says it's short-sighted of students to spend thousands of dollars on tuition and then skimp on books.
They're paying for the credential, for the degree, but they're not all that concerned about the learning that goes along with it.
Jen Post is concerned about it. She says students who don't have the textbook rely instead on Google and YouTube for answers to their homework assignments. And those answers are often wrong.
I mean, they're just thinking that everything's at their fingertips when, you know, it might be in the book.
Post now puts key information from the textbook into PowerPoint slides. That's what she lectures and tests on. But she worries students aren't really getting the education they're paying for. In Minneapolis, I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.